Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With time off Thursday, maybe Friday too, and even into Monday, Pittsburgh Public Schools among them. So you have this three-day week for a lot of people, and every Monday in our 8 o'clock hour, we welcome Lenny McAllister, part of our team and our resident political analyst, proudly wearing his Seton LaSalle hoodie.
Absolutely.
There's a good reason.
First time in over two decades, 2A champs, and with the senior class, they went from being winless to being 2A champs. They came from behind from a two-touchdown deficit, and they won with grit and character. They took the lead with 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. I shout out Tim Storino, who put a culture in place of winners and people that were young men that had grit. I compliment the whole school program. I knew a lot of those kids. My kid, obviously, is a student at Seton LaSalle, played football last year, still in the band, still on student council, still a student ambassador. Very much part of the fabric. So we had a very excited household.
I can see that.
Yes.
Good for you guys. That's fun stuff. That's the good stuff.
And the way, and Larry, and I, one final thing, it's the way they won, the way they stuck together, and what Storino and that coaching staff teaches and what they teach throughout that school in regards to doing things the right way. That's the epitome of what you want out of high school sports.
And you know, Lenny, as somebody who's got a lot of experience, those relationships will last a lifetime for
yes.
many of those players, coaches, and they'll always share that great day. So
I still talk to my folks from St. Bart's University to this day, and that was 40 years ago.
It's funny, nobody calls me from St. Ursula grade school football. Of course, I only played 2 years. I took the angle of pursuit to avoid contact. The problem was I was on defense. Good for Seton LaSalle. No shortage of topics
Never.
When it comes to
– Never.
Political analysis. There's two main topics I want to bring up with you first. One is Marjorie Taylor Greene, which we'll get to. Her sudden resignation by the end of this year was stunning to many because she was lockstep with the whole MAGA movement
MAGA Mama.
Up until fairly recently. And then when Donald Trump called her a traitor, things changed.
Yes.
And I'm curious. But off the top, there was no bigger story than Donald Trump saying seditious and punishable by death to six United States congressmen and women.
Including our own Congressman DeLuzio, yes.
Who we had on the air. Both Marty had him on moments after that was posted, and I had him on the next morning. And where's that story? What happened? It just, as Marty likes to say, Thursday went to Friday, Monday goes to Tuesday. I thought that was a significant story that evaporated in the moment.
You're correct. It is a significant story. I think, honestly, I think there are some media producers that were afraid of touching it too much because it's a tinderbox. I mean, let's just look at everything and contextualize it. This president, not that long ago, said, we should use our urban environments as training grounds for the military. This president, not that long ago, said, Portland's under siege. We have seen the tactics of ISIS over the last several months, and the average American is now afraid. Now you have other elected officials reminding the military that your oath is to the Constitution and not to the commander-in-chief. These are the types of things, Larry, that civil wars are made of. And people that are in positions to report the news, I think, made a decision. They said, it's a lot easier to talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene and talk about that than the implications of a commander-in-chief versus elected officials. I mean, Mark Kelly is a U.S. senator that served this country. He should have been the vice presidential nominee. If he would have been the vice presidential nominee, I think Kamala Harris is president. You have DeLuzio here. You have others that are saying something that's true. The obligations to the Constitution and constitutional law and order, not just law and order as defined by the commander-in-chief, even if it contravenes our Constitution. And I think, and one final thing, people should not forget that this president over the last several months has been stretching and pulling as much of his presidential authority and executive authority as he can, including stepping outside the bounds of what we constitutionally and traditionally see from the presidency. All of this coming together is a tinderbox that we as Americans need to be very careful with as we continue down this path.
Speaking of the media, as you know, Lenny, Associated Press was banned from the White House press conferences, and they sued saying that you can't just pick and choose a free press and who's going to cover stories.
And they should have. And again, this is the example of this administration taking as much leeway and authority and power as they possibly can. I mean, when you sue news agencies and win, why not think that the next natural step is I'm going to block out people that will not report favorable stories about me and only bring in people that will report favorable stories? Let's think about how many times Donald Trump has appeared on either Newsmax or Fox News over the last 10 years. We didn't have Obama doing quite as many media appearances, and he was criticized for doing a lot of media appearances, and neither was Biden, who, of course, we all know after a while was having a decline, and so they kept him out of the media. In contrast, the very people that Trump is going to and talking to are the same people he's sitting down and talking to, it seems like, once a week on one of those two other networks. This makes sense, but it's also against the First Amendment of freedom of press.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, perhaps no woman with as much power, was more in lockstep with the whole MAGA movement. What happened?
I think that death threats will change a person. They will either triple down and they will stand firm, or they will throw up their hands and say, this isn't worth it. And she's not the first person to take that stance. I mean, if you look at, you know, Charlie Dent in the eastern part of Pennsylvania, for example, Will Hurd down in Texas, when Trump got in, they basically threw up their hands. Paul Ryan, who was supposed to be the future of the Republican Party and the economic guru and former vice presidential nominee, he left the party during Trump won. Some of the folks that were in the Republican Party that could have been a backstop, they realize that they'll either be primaried or they'll be neutralized. So rather than fighting, they've left. And I think that and the death threats made MAGA Mama stop being MAGA Mama.
She only criticized the administration on a few things, and then the president called her a traitor, and she said, I'm not a traitor. And then the death threats came, five of them at least that we know, to her son, who's a young man, and she's going to resign as of the end of this year, so weeks away. That was a significant change because she was a lightning rod in many ways. And now, what comes next?
Well, they don't follow the Reagan principle of the 11th Amendment. You shall not talk ill will of other fellow Republicans, but There's a 12th Reagan Amendment, which is, it is better for you to agree with me 70 to 80% of the time, and we find a way to compromise and work together on the rest. Donald Trump doesn't work that way. It's either 100% loyalty or you're dead to me.
And we heard rumors that Pam Biondi And also, Kash Patel may be changed out soon. We'll talk about that coming up with Lenny McAllister. Appreciate your making your way in through what? The Parkway East?
Oh, it looks horrible.
Thank you, Paul. And normally we are trending with T, but T is on assignment from our newsroom, so she'll join us tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, we continue the conversation with Lenny McAllister, our resident political analyst. You cannot go anywhere, do anything without politics being part of the conversation. However, it is cautioned that during Thanksgiving dinner, it might be a good thing to avoid conversations about politics. What else? Religion?
Politics, religion. Yeah, those are the two main ones where you try to, especially, and you know, the thing is, Larry, it's a lot of times it's with relatives and friends and family you haven't seen in 6 months. So it's very easy to step in it when you bring something up that you might think is benign. If you say, you know, something like, can you believe that they shut down the government for as long as they did? Those poor people that didn't get a paycheck. And you got somebody from an offshoot saying they needed to shut down the government. They spend too much money, those crazy Democrats. And then off you go. That's what people need to be mindful of if you're going to bring up a conversation like that on Thursday.
There are plenty of other things to talk about.
Yes, there is.
Especially if you have a larger family, because you kind of go into it knowing who the individual or individuals might be most likely to flip that switch.
Well, you know, the other thing is, let's just be honest, there are a couple of people that after a little bit of eggnog or a couple of alcohol drinks, you're like, hey, you want to have some fun? Watch this. Now, if you're willing to do that, it's your responsibility. We are not liable for what happens after that as far as discussions and arguments. But if you're going to do it for sport, be a good sport at least.
All right, let's talk about, we mentioned Marjorie Taylor Greene resigning at the end of this year in her term, and she'll go back to just being a mom, at least for the time being. I wonder, because she was a firestorm in and of herself for some of the things she did outside of just following Donald Trump lockstep up until recently.
Now, the speculation is that she may try to run for the presidency in 2028. Now, I know there are people that would sit there and say,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, president, come on. At the same exact time in 2015, if you said Donald Trump's going to be president of the United States, the first thing that people would say, including most Republicans, they would say, come on. People forget in 2015 and 2016, Trump won pluralities. He never won majorities. So even back then, when you said Donald Trump and president and put them together, the majority of Republicans didn't think that was possible. So with her having somebody float the balloon out there of, hey, I might just step away, gather money, start showing up in New Hampshire and Iowa, and maybe I run in 28 because there is a populist lane that is not MAGA, or it is MAGA without being Donald Trump. it would be interesting to see if she does that. And this is part of the old, you know, Vance versus Rubio versus whoever else that tries to fill the void of 2028 in the Republican Party.
How do you think Vice President J.D. Vance has held up so far?
What I've realized in the MAGA movement is there is no space to be your own leader. It is Donald Trump or nobody. So you're J.D. Vance. You become Vice President of the United States. He plays the same playbook that Mike Pence did, except Mike Pence actually had more experience coming into it. He was a congressman and he was a governor who then became vice president. His whole rationale was, I will get on and deal with Donald Trump for a little bit, and then I'll be in position to run for president. How did that turn out for Mike Pence? So now you have J.D. Vance, who is friends with the Trump kids, mainly the boys, and is going to try to do the same exact thing. There's not a precedent for that working for anybody. There's not a long trail of people winning statewide elections that Donald Trump helped. I mean, again, we have John Fetterman because Dr. Oz thought he would come to Pennsylvania and ride the Trump train to victory. That didn't work. There are other instances. I mean, a special election down in Alabama where there was a Democratic senator during a special election because the Trump train didn't work. J.D. Vance is trying to apply a formula that has proven not to be successful. And so far, he's both trying to be loyal and try to build his brand. And he's in the wilderness right now. Now, again, it's only 2025. We have time, but I don't think he's proving that he can go against the grain when it comes to how do you both be MAGA and be your own man or woman.
Talk about maybe removing Pam Bondi, Attorney General, and Kash Patel, FBI Director. Have you heard this rumor?
A little bit, and for some it might be surprising, Larry, but for some it's not. Again, this president demands 100% loyalty, which includes 100% protection, 100% Teflon status. And when you're the head of the DOJ, you're the head of the FBI, the moment you do not follow where the evidence takes you, you are liable, and there's still a whole other apparatus that will try to impeach you or worse. So that's what these two are now up against, particularly with the Epstein files. Let's not forget, there's a huge portion of the MAGA base that wants to see those files. The White House has been slow dragging it. They're caught in the middle. They may end up being political casualties as a result.
We're with Lenny McAllister. More to come, Lenny, right after the news. And let's get an update on traffic. Hey, morning show. Thanksgiving week, a lot of people getting ready for the holidays. And unfortunately, this morning, that traffic situation on the Parkway East, as Ellen just updated us, and you drove, fortunately for you, inbound. Still a lot of rubberneckers and slow traffic, even slower than normal.
It definitely was, and I hate to sound proverbial, but thoughts and prayers to the people that were involved in that accident. It looks horrible. Apparently, there was a fire involved with it as well. I saw the wreckage, and my thoughts are more, let's hope that people walked away from that. Everybody did. It was bad. I understand everybody's going to be inconvenienced. I was inconvenienced, but the most important thing is people walking away and seeing their families after that.
And we'll continue to update you. That is outbound on the Parkway East.
Yes.
It's affecting traffic on the Parkway West coming down because it's slowing up traffic there too for obvious reasons. So people, even though they might not be going east out of the Fort Pitt Tunnel,
yeah,
may experience much longer delays than the normal.
Like me. After the segment.
You got to figure out a way to circumnavigate that situation. All right, Lenny, what's on? We talk with you about a lot of political details and issues. We've talked about the situation with the congressman being accused of seditious and actually a crime that the president said was penalty should be death. And that, I can't believe how quickly that story evaporated.
I told you why, Larry. I mean, the bottom line is if they make that what it can be, let's say here's your war game, you know, playing out of the scenario. They push back. It becomes a news story. President Trump, who responds to the news all the time and does policy through social media, throws a social, a Truth Social post out there that says, if this type of rhetoric continues, these congressmen will be arrested immediately, and I call for Attorney General Pam Bondi to immediately place them under custody. Now she's stuck. She either does it or does something along those lines, or she resigns. We just talked about her possibly resigning. Let's say somebody eventually bends to the pressure, like, you know, the massacre in 1973 with Nixon, and somebody does his bidding. Now you have congresspeople and a senator arrested for speaking out about the military needing to follow constitutional restraints and not just the whims of a commander-in-chief. That throws the country into chaos. And by the way, I've said this repeatedly, we could focus on the internal politics of it all, but if I were a terrorist cell, if I were a rogue nation, this is when I would attack, when all the politics and elected leaders are focused on disliking and hating each other. This is the time to attack a vulnerable America. And those are the things that we need to think about if this escalates. So in one regard, if it dies, I'm not going to be that pressed about it because I understand the significance of what happens if this escalates.
Well, that said, how can it? I mean, why shouldn't it? It's unprecedented. How can you, as Chris DeLuzio pointed out, be called, what he said, murdered for using his free speech, talking about something that is in the code of conduct?
It is.
And it was inflammatory in the sense where I get that. You don't like it, but calling for somebody's death? That would not be accepted. If I said that on the radio, you'd be fired immediately.
You're correct. At the same exact time, I remind you and I remind us all that at one point in time, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, we had nuclear weapons come into Cuba, as we had nuclear weapons pointed at the Soviet Union from Europe. We had issues where Ronald Reagan called the Soviet Union the evil empire at a time where weaponry was being escalated, where people were literally, if you remember our pop culture, we had all kind of pop culture songs that were written about how the end of the world was coming within a year or so. If we can walk back from those tensions, we can get American elected officials to de-escalate the tensions here as well. So I understand what you're saying because it is unprecedented, and I agree with it. It's egregious. It should have never happened, and this is a feature, not a bug, of this whole MAGA movement. At the same exact time, there has to be somebody that's listening through their better angels to walk things back, calm things down, and then grab the mantle of leadership, because the truth of the matter is it's a rudderless ship right now. We don't have a whole lot of true leadership at the government levels, and these are moments where somebody has to step in and be those things.
On either side.
On either side.
What, from a more practical standpoint, if you look at it and try to be as neutral as possible, what transpires? A lot of people are wondering, okay, how do they ever get anything done now? The divisiveness ratcheted up to a whole new level. How do they get anything done? We saw what happened with the government shutdown. One side blames the other. You can blame whoever you want. But for people who didn't eat or aren't getting the things they need medically, that's a problem when both sides can't come to enough of an agreement on just about anything. And so that doesn't help. It adds to the divisiveness. And how does, like, one of those congressmen or senators or whoever's involved in the future, how do they go and do their bargaining with other, you know, Republicans in this case and the Democrats? It's just nothing's getting done.
Well, and in the midst of all this, there are stories about how the Trump administration realizes they probably need to do something with the subsidies for the ACA.
So we're going to hear today, we hear on health care costs from the Oval Office, from the White House.
So with that said, there's going to likely have to be some type of negotiation. And it's going to be very vital for those individuals that are going to be part of that negotiation, whether it's just 100% Republican or it's bipartisan. They're going to have to remember, Larry, that they're not in there dealing with people around the table. They're in there as representatives in a democratic republic representing thousands of people at one time. And if they can keep their focus on their mission and not on their emotions, maybe we can get something done before the end of the year.
We're with Lenny McAllister. Some final words coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.